Matthew 13, verse number 42. And shall cast them into the furnace of fire, there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Let's move. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who have ears to hear, let him. Next verse. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure.
So
again, the kingdom of God is like unto a treasure hid in a field. So you can't just find the kingdom. It is something you must be decisive that you are looking for it. Because every precious ornament is not found on the surface of the ground. So again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure. So the kingdom is a treasure. But this treasure is hidden. And it is hidden on a field. On a field. The which when a man found, he hided and for joy thereof.
Now,
and sell all that he have, so that he can buy that field. What field are you buying? You are buying the kingdom. But he says that kingdom is a treasure. And that treasure is hidden. The kingdom is a treasure. And when it is found, anyone who founds it
has
a certain kind of joy. If you are serving God and you are not joyful serving God, then stop serving Him. If you are serving God and you are full of complaints, then you have not yet found the treasure. And if you are coming to church and it's a struggle for you, then you have not yet found the treasure. Because those that find the treasure of the kingdom, there is a kind of joy around them. There is a kind of excitement for them coming into the treasure. There is something that pushes them always to look for the treasure. I told you the first day I bought a car. Midnight, I went to see if the car was there. Because that time, thieves have come around. That was the time they were stealing cars. But because I treasure it, I went to look if it was still packed. How many of you have gotten something that is special to you that you wake up to find out if it is there? Show me by hand. Yeah. Because why? The thing is precious to you. And Bible says again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure. The kingdom is like a treasure. And he said that kingdom is hidden. And it is not common to anyone. That is why everybody will not go to heaven. Some will go, some will not. Because the treasure is hidden. It is not commonly found. You cannot just go and have it. It is hidden. But it takes
reach those who begin to search.
Seek
ye first.
Seek
means you are searching.
You
don't just wake up to know God. You don't just come to church and come to church and come to church and say you are a Christian. Because Christianity go beyond coming to church. Christianity is a lifestyle. That you must learn to practice.
As a
treasure you don't want to lose. But if the church is not important to you, serving God is not important to you, then my friend, I am telling you, you have not yet found the treasure. You have not found it. Maybe what you have found is called Ashikusha. But when you find the treasure, for the joy that you have found Christ, for the joy that you, a sinner, God have saved you and is living in you, for the joy that even with your sinful nature God have not killed you, for the joy that or with all your mistakes you never died in it,
for
the joy that you realize that, hey, for that joy you will sell everything. What are you selling? You are selling things that does not promote kingdom. So anything in your life that does not promote the kingdom of God,
Bible
say, for the joy that go and sell all that he has. You must sell your family. You must sell friendships. You must sell social habits. You must sell self-desires. You must sell off lustful desires. Anything that will prevent you from not having the treasure, you must learn to sell it off. Some of you want to have buy the kingdom.
So
you don't want to sell off. Follow me. Must forsake father, must forsake father, you mother, you must forsake wife, you must forsake,
as I saw, up and up, up and up, up and
up, so that you can buy the kingdom. But you want to have everything. You don't want to sell anything. That's why women, they have so many things packed. Because it's difficult for a woman to sell. Or you don't know. Women is difficult.
They have thousand
shoes. They still want to buy more. They have 10 dresses. They still want
to buy.
It is difficult.
That's
what the Bible says. It is difficult for the rich to come into that because they don't want to sell anything.
They want to
enjoy air conditions. They want to enjoy the best wines. They want to enjoy the best meats. They want to enjoy the best things of life. But I am here to let you know, for you to buy the kingdom, you must sell Shatawale off your phone. You must sell Kabna off your phone. You must sell certain things off your life, so that you can have the pure treasure. Sell it off. I say sell it. Sell the desire for Chelsea, Liverpool.
Liverpool Chelsea
the Champions League have resumed. So if it is church service, forget it.
I say Champions League as you yakob empire oh sorry kwansa mame nko hebo no.
Sell it off. If you are not careful, you cannot sell anything and you will remain and you will be there and you cannot do anything. So you must sell certain things out of your life. Otherwise, you will not find the treasure. Or you will find the treasure, but you will not receive the treasure. You can find the gold. But you can't wear the gold.
There's
a time I went to one of the Rolex shops in Holland.
Because watch Holland.
And then I picked one. And then I was talking to the sales boy. I said, how much is this? He mentioned about 20-something thousand euros. And I said, take it, let me see if
it will
look good on my
fashion.
I wore it. That is perfect for you.
I say,
but put it back.
You
can see the beautiful thing.
But
you can never have it.
Then so end to me your idea.
Because you must sell certain things out of your life so that you can buy the treasure. The kingdom is fullness of joy. Righteousness, joy in the Holy Ghost. But if you don't sell your lustful desires, you don't sell your wrongful choices, you don't sell your wrongful desires, then you cannot buy the field.
And then as I say, no, want to mint or another party, want to mint.
When you find it,
so what?
You also hide it.
What's Odyssey?
It means you are preserving the kingdom for your life.
Let's just say, oh boy, I need no
one by my wife. For anybody to come and steal it from you. You want to serve God. You want to love Him. You want to be there for God. You don't want anything to take you away from God. But you want to stay with God. So you hide it.
And say, oh, this year.
I used to party with you.
He says, oh, maybe you should
have another joy.
Now, you any pound, then Susia, many did
you know, one of my fathers said that the day he got born again, there are great men in the world. He says they were great at Kofodia. Every evening they have a joint, they'll go and party. This
one
will come to this one's house, then this one will pass. He said to me, in the same day, they all got born again at different places. Convinced, saved. This one was
so
when the evening came, the first person who goes first wasn't sure how to go.
Who said no?
Because he didn't have the appetite to go. So when he got to the friend's house, he said, And from there,
hallelujah,
great men of God.
And
all of them, their churches sit into thousands. And all of them have one half his church in London. Two of them have their churches in U.S.
London,
they treasure what they found.
And all of them hide it. They were not ready to sell it. They were ready to sell joints. They were ready to sell fantasy. So that they can buy the treasure. We have found the treasure. We have found the treasure. And today we're going to sell everything off so that we can buy the kingdom. How many are kingdom buyers? Kingdom buyers do everything for the kingdom. Kingdom buyers make sure that everything is done in church. They want the progress of kingdom. They want God to show up.
One more pet, now go pump it down and wait,
rise on your
home, brass, sorry, gentlemen, I'm also.